If you're on a road trip to the South, you may want to stop in Americus, Georgia, to see a new theme park called Global Village and Discovery Center. It's a model of a third-world slum built by Habitat for Humanity. Susanna Capelluto of Georgia Public Radio visited the park.
A small path snakes through about 30 rough-looking wooden and tin shacks. Some are as small as a bathroom stall. Most are a dull gray or brown. The only real sign of color are torn blue and pink bedsheets hung at windows as curtains. This is the slum of Habitat for Humanity's new 6-acre theme park. Dick Kugelman is the park's executive director.
You'll see in this area scrap lumber, discarded tin, cardboard is used. Anything that people can find that's readily available to them becomes the makings of a shelter.
Touring this village is like walking through a still life. Inside the shacks, torn mattresses, broken chairs, and other discarded odds and ends give a hint of lives lived in despair and poverty. But people are absent, and so are the byproducts of human life. Garbage, raw sewage, cooking fires, and air pollution are nowhere to be found. Kugelman says they couldn't be included because of county health and safety codes. But he says this is still the closest many Americans will come to experiencing how the world's poor live.
I think we all think that we know about poverty and about poverty housing because we see it on TV, read it in magazines. But by and large, very, very few of us actually have walked down the street of a poverty settlement or gone in a house where somebody who lives on less than a dollar a day would actually live.
Signs throughout help put the slum into context. One points out that over 1 billion people live in tiny dwellings just like these. Another one reads, "Imagine if your family lived here." 13-year-old Judith Myers has never been to a third world country. She came with her church youth group and says touring the slum really opened her eyes.
It's amazing how they live, how they survive with these houses. Because, you know, at home we have air conditioning, you know, we have beds, we have TVs, we have radios. But here they just, you know, they don't even have sinks. They go into the river and they wash their dishes or they bathe. So it's, you know, it's amazing.
Habitat's Poverty Village also moved Barbara and Pat Conley, who were on holiday from Tucson, Arizona.
I don't think we realize how much we really have. I mean, I'm just kind of, I don't really know what to say because I kind of feel overwhelmed. Again, I'm just so grateful for everything we have.
I'm a Vietnam vet and I've seen poverty like that before, but still it's shocking and it makes you very thankful that you live in America and also spurs some kind of, you want to do something to help in some way.
In stark contrast, the park also displays examples of the modest homes Habitat for Humanity builds in 87 countries like Guatemala and Kenya. The theme park cost $1 million to build, but officials say it's money well spent because they hope those who take the tour will support Habitat's mission of eliminating substandard housing around the world. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto.